shy and scared. The bad boy is always relaxed. The nice guy has a look at me attitude. The bad boy is private and discreet. The nice guy is afraid to speak his mind around women. The bad boy, he's happy to do it. He's not afraid. The nice guy seeks permission from women, and the bad boy does as he pleases. The nice guy is sensitive and needy. The bad boy is tough and not needy. The nice guy puts all women first. The bad boy puts himself first. The nice guy tries to make women happy. And the bad boy, he makes himself happy. The nice guy tries to be someone else. And the bad boy is just himself. The nice guy is a follower. And the bad boy is a leader. The nice guy is afraid to make the first move. And the bad boy makes the first move. The nice guy tries to manipulate and deceive. And the bad boy is always straightforward and honest. The nice guy thinks he needs to tell women everything about himself and his life. The bad boy is quiet and mysterious. The nice guy is emotionally weak. The bad boy is emotionally strong. The nice guy whines, complains, and cries. And the bad boy keeps it to himself. The nice guy gives women money to get them to like him. The bad boy never gives women money. The nice guy has low self-esteem. The bad boy has high self-esteem. The nice guy has low self-value. The bad boy has high self-value. The nice guy avoids personal problems in his life and doesn't want to fix them. The bad boy handles his personal problems in his life and gets them under control. The nice guy, women tell him what to do. The bad boy, nobody tells him what to do. He wears the pants in the relationship. The nice guy is predictable, and the bad boy is unpredictable. And the nice guy is easy to get, and the bad boy is hard to get. Caring what women think. The nice guy wants women to like him and approve of him. Everything he does around her is coming from the mindset of, I want her to like me and think I'm a great guy. I want to show her how much nicer and better I am than these jerks she dates. He freaks out when he gets even a hint of disapproval and goes out of his way to regain her approval, even if it means going against his values, placing his status below her, putting her on a pedestal, buying her gifts, and doing whatever it takes. The bad boy doesn't care what anyone thinks, especially women. He lives to get approval from himself, and if he doesn't have his own approval, he makes changes in his life to make sure that he's happy with himself when he wakes up and goes to bed. When women give him approval, he either kindly accepts it, thinks nothing of it, or completely ignores it because he doesn't need women's approval. When women disapprove of him, he also thinks nothing of it. He doesn't bitch, whine, or complain, or lose sleep over it. He's happy with himself. And that's all that matters to him. Being overly nice to women. The nice guy. This is where he gets the name nice guy, because he bends over backwards to be nice to women. He smiles a lot, uses a pleasant tone of voice, always pays too much attention to her to make sure she's okay, calls and texts regularly so she doesn't think he's running away with other girls. He buys her stuff to keep her happy, always tries to make her smile, ask what's wrong when she's not smiling, tells her stuff like, you're too beautiful to cry, and does many other things that women find annoying. The bad boy doesn't care about being nice to women. He's not a jerk if he doesn't need to be, but he doesn't treat her like a princess either. He treats her like a regular person and not like she's special. He gives her space, doesn't call her all the time, doesn't care what she thinks about his periods of absence, doesn't ask if she's okay, and he just lets her get over whatever she's acting weird about. He doesn't change his tone of voice when talking to her, and doesn't need to smile a lot around her, and he doesn't buy her gifts. Seeking to always please. The nice guy thinks pleasing her by kissing her ass will cause her to feel instant attraction for him. He believes deep down that if she experiences any displeasure or any emotion rather than happiness around him, that she'll run away and be gone forever.